If you're a cleaning business owner and want to build a team of reliable, hardworking staff, but are unsure of where these unicorns are at, well, I put together a free course that shows you how to find, hire, and retain these superstar cleaners, plus how to hire virtual assistants. So if that's up your alley, head over to logansCleaningCo.com/recruiting course, and you can access the course absolutely free, and there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy, and now back to the show.
What do you do when you replace yourself? What do you do when you hire people? What do when you take your name off the job title and you replace it with somebody else? You just sit around, hang out all day, sleep in, watch movies, watch the matinee, watch Netflix, go sit on a beach somewhere. What the hell do you do? This is the question.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And this is the struggle that most entrepreneurs deal with is, I know I'm supposed to hire somebody, I know I'm supposed to replace myself, but then what do I do? All right, then what does my job become? And a follow-up question to that would be, how do I ensure that the standards, they stay high in the business? How do I ensure that my customers continue to be served at the same level that I was serving my clients before I hired somebody else? So your job as a business owner is to replace yourself in each role. And then after you replace yourself, your job becomes to hold that person accountable that you hired to do an amazing job in that position. And so what you're looking for when you go to hire somebody is you're looking for a culture fit. You're looking for somebody who just shares the same core values as you have. And what you're also doing is you're hiring somebody who has specific attention and focus on that one aspect, or maybe they even have two job titles in your org chart, that they have more attention than you do. And so while in the beginning, they're going to perform at 50% less than you, they're going to make more mistakes than you, they have the potential to do better than you because they have more attention. They have more focus. And your job as a business owner is to have grace, to have patience, and to let them experience falling on their face, making mistakes, overcoming it, learning it, gaining confidence, and you encouraging the whole time rather than trying to step back in and fix their problems for them and enabling them and entitling them. And then having this expectation that if I make a mistake, then the boss is going to step in and then they don't trust me. They don't have faith in me. They don't have belief in me. So as a leader, that is your job, is to empower them, is to encourage them, to empathize with them. Also to hold them accountable. Hold them accountable to what? Numbers, right? And so holding them accountable to what their position is and outlining what are the key metrics? What are the numbers that they know if they hit every single week, that when they hit those numbers, they know that they're successful. Do you know those numbers? A lot of frustration can come from the fact that you as a business owner, like, you don't know those numbers. And so how are you going to communicate something that you don't know to your employee? But by you guys being on the same page every single week, you having specific numbers that you're tracking and that you're saying, hey, you were supposed to hit 5 of these last week and you hit 3 of them. So what do we need to do in order for you to get 2 more? That's one conversation. Another conversation could be, you know, last week you were supposed to have 5 of these and you hit 7 of them. High five. Amazing. You're a stud. Encourage them, right? Positively reinforcing them. And that's all based on some numbers. Right, so that's how you hold people accountable. It's holding them to numbers and setting targets. And not adjusting the targets, but adjusting the required work that it does in order to make the targets come to fruition. So that's how you hold people accountable. And then also just understanding that this idea of passive, being passive in your business. There's no such thing as being passive in an active growing business. There's no such thing. Can you be passive in a business that is staying the same or dying? Of course, 100%. That's easy. But if you have a different belief, which I have now switched in my mind, that there's no such thing as a passive business, because I'm always trying to grow my businesses. So I think of business more like a garden, is that there's a lot of work done up front. There's a lot of planting. There's a lot of effort that happens before that crop even comes to the surface, right? And then when it comes to the surface, there's extra tending and watering and care that it needs as well. And so that's when you have other people come in, and they're the ones who are watering it. They're the ones who are paying attention to it. They're the ones who are keeping their eye on it. And it's your job just to spot the weeds, right? You're just spotting the weeds as they come up, or even forecasting the weeds are going to come, right? And just ensuring that the people who you have tending your garden are also have the same values as you, also have the same intentions as you do. So they want to see this thing bloom. They want to be able to reap a really big harvest. Okay. And so another piece of your job as the leader of your company is to have consistent communication cycles. You must know the direction of your company, and so you must have clarity on where you're going to go. So do you have big goals? Do you have revenue goals? Do you have specific profit goals? Are you sharing those goals with your team? Like, when you're able to share your journey, you're able to share your vision, people are able to also know where the company is going, and it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, can I reach my goals through where this company is going to go? And a lot of times, business owners, they're afraid to share their goals because guess what? Their goals only have them involved. They don't have enough vision that involves the people on their team. And so they know intuitively that, why would I share this? Because it doesn't affect them. And so your job as a business owner who wants to grow a business is to create a big enough pie that the people you have working for you can also eat at the table, right? It's selfish for you just to only focus on your goals. And in fact, if you do that, you'll find business to be very, very hard. You'll find it a team sport that you're making into a, you want to just get all the stats yourself. You want to be the one who's getting all the interviews. You want to get all the press. But the best teammates are the ones who involve other people, to get other people involved, who encourage them, who give them the spotlight, who highlight them and showcase their abilities. That's how you become a leader, is take the spotlight off of you and give it to them. And so the only way you're going to be able to figure out what their goals are is to be able to communicate with them. And that's the value of having consistent communication cycles. So, you know, there's strategies along having one-on-ones and team meetings and all these meetings throughout the week. And so your ultimate goal with all those is just to create a relationship with these people, with these people who work for you and with you, to be able to figure out what their goals are. And to be able to pair up your vision of your company with their goals, and whether it's a stepping stone or whether it's there's a direct line of how your company can actually help them achieve their goals, that your job is to remind them during these communication cycles of where they're at, where they want to go, and what they need to do to get there. Okay. That's your job as a leader. And the more that you get yourself out of the doing of your business and you get yourself in to the leading of your business and to be able to pour into your people, your business no longer is bottlenecked by you, the entrepreneur. And that is a business that is going to continue to grow because it doesn't rely on the emotions, the energy, the strength, the courage, or the wisdom of one person. But instead, because you hired for people who have the same core values as you, the people who also want to grow, who share the vision with you, you can spread that out amongst multiple people. And so if one person has a bad day, the business doesn't suffer. It doesn't just go down in the tank, right? If one person wants to go crazy and go on a sabbatical, like, it's okay, the business still survives. Because the business isn't based on one person. It's based on a process of people. And so the greatest thing you can do for your business is to hire more people, is to get more people involved, is to share your dreams and your goals with as many people as possible, to get yourself out of a situation where you could actually break your business. So hopefully you got some value from that. If you did, let me know. And if you've been the bottleneck in your business, well, it's time to serve your business by getting yourself out of the way. Serve your staff, serve your clients, serve everyone involved. Most importantly, actually serve yourself by growing, by doing things that you feel uncomfortable doing, like giving up control, by trusting in people, having faith, having belief in others. And most importantly, having faith and belief, encouraging yourself. So if you get value from this, let me know. Comment down below.